Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A chance of scattered evening storms, then cloudy tonight. Lows in the low 60s. Full forecast details are coming up. Today starts the Memorial Day weekend, which also means special events at Wisconsin's Veterans Cemeteries. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
The Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove will have its ceremony at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. The featured speaker is to be Veterans Affairs Secretary Daniel Zimmerman. Another part of the gathering to include a flyover by the Commemorative Air Force. Next Monday, at Kenosha's Green Ridge Cemetery, the annual Memorial Day ceremony begins at 10 a.m. It'll be hosted by American Legion Post 21. Also next Monday morning at 10, the annual Memorial Day Parade in Racine from Washington Avenue and West Boulevard over to Graceland Cemetery, then the 11 o'clock program at the War Memorial. And next Monday at 11, it's Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson scheduled to offer some comments at Sunset Ridge Memorial Park on Green Bay Road in Summers, that during the American Legion David Lead Post 552 ceremony. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
This afternoon, in the 10th floor lobby of the Racine County Courthouse, it was the annual banding of the peregrine falcon chicks from the nesting box on the roof of the historic building, an open-to-the-public process that was again led by Racine native Greg Septon of the Peregrine Falcon Recovery Program. Missing this year was the front row seat appearance of Gene Johnson, who of course passed away not long ago. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave took note of that at this week's State of the County Address.
Traditionally, as the baby falcons are banded, they are given the name of someone who has died the previous year. Last May, we broke this tradition and named one of the baby falcons Gene, after their front row fan. Imogene was able to watch as the baby falcon was banded with her name forever, a fitting tribute to this extraordinary woman we were so blessed to have in our community.
Delagrave delivered his speech symbolically from the Gene and Sam Johnson Pavilion at the Riverbend Nature Center. Greg Septon, earlier this week, banded peregrine chicks from the nesting box atop the now inactive Pleasant Prairie power plant. The birds will get a new home later in the year on top of a silo for a flour milling company. The Mount Pleasant Plan Commission learned more about the proposed site building operation plan for a proposed industrial park development. With close to 200,000 square feet of space in five buildings on the south side of Highway 20 near the interstate, known as the St. John property site. Community Development Director Sam Schultz explained the Globe Drive separates the two parcels and a new road section is part of the development. Dustin Mikelski with St. John Properties said the timetable depends on coordinating with MLG Development for improvements of what is now farmland.
So as soon as those improvements get to the point that we have a suitable pad to develop the two lots, we'll start construction. Lot three on that plan is going to be both single-story offices are proposed to be built together. And on lot four, we'll be looking at probably building two of those flex buildings and then phasing the third building when the market would deem another building needed. It's going to be spec, so it's going to be just an empty shell during construction and after construction, and then we will build a suite for tenants as it needed for the tenants to meet zoning code.
The development plan for the St. John Properties site is said to be 80-85% complete right now, with public improvements targeted to begin around midsummer. The operator of a motorcycle laid the bike down rather than strike a dog that ran out in front of him Thursday evening in the village of Rochester and ended up at Frederick Hospital. The Racine County Sheriff's Department says the 60-year-old motorcyclist was in the 400 block of Front Street when the dog suddenly appeared. A news release says the man struck his head on the pavement when he laid the motorcycle down. The dog was not struck. Its owner was found and given a citation. Due to all the rain of late, the Highway 32 road project in Caledonia is behind schedule. The village website says the remaining work to be done has progressed slower than originally proposed, and after a meeting with the contractor on Tuesday, the restoration work will have to be extended into next week. So Tuesday, May 29th and Wednesday, the 30th, the contractor will perform the remaining restoration, cleanup of material, removal of equipment, and more. On Thursday, May 31st, the work zone traffic controls are to be removed, which will open Highway 32 to all traffic. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.